Hey there, and welcome to Cyberpunk Librarian. I'm Daniel Messer.
Okay, all flight controllers, go for powered descent. Retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guidance,
go.
Control,
go.
Calcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Ecom,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go for powered descent.
The comedian Lewis Black once said that music is like a drug. When you hear it, you have a vision. I'll come back to that in a moment, but I think it's a good place to start the show. I don't know about you, dear listener, but I've been into music since I was 5 years old. I've mentioned it before, I know, that I came to music at exactly the same time I came to astronomy. I was sitting on the floor of my parents' house and watching Cosmos. As Carl Sagan showed me the wonders of the universe, he was backed by the music of Vangelis. And to this day, Vangelis is one of my all-time favorite musicians. Like many people, I listen to music while I work. That's not anything weird or different, but my choice of music is something a bit weird and different. See, while I listen to everything I can in the realm of music, I have a specific preference for what I listen to while I work, and that's ambient and space music. I'd like to think that my sudden and simultaneous exposure to astronomy and Vangelis was the origin of my love for a genre of music that some people have a hard time referring to as music at all. Beyond that, I also listen to soundscapes, which are like the ambient sounds of a location or a place. It's weird, I know. But I've found that I need to remove myself a bit from the commotion of my workplace and transport my mind somewhere else with a different audio background. If you will, I can change the ambience with ambient. The thing is, ambient and space music calms my mind, and I think so much better while I'm listening to it. Indeed, when I listen to ambient and space while I'm not working, I can close my eyes and I literally have visions. It's exactly like a drug, just like Lewis Black said. I see alien landscapes, planetary systems, gigantic stars, and things I can't even explain, which is kind of weird since these things are originating in my mind. But the best part is, ambient music will never show up on a drug test. This is Cyberpunk Librarian, episode 49, Workplace Ambience. My name is Daniel Messer, your friendly neighborhood Cyberpunk Librarian, welcoming you back to the show that explores the intersection between libraries and technology, and it's all about living that high-tech, low-budget lifestyle. Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, and genders outside and in between, Cyberpunk Librarian is back on the feed and keeping RSS alive. Hey, just a quick bit of follow-up before we dive into the show. On the last episode, we talked about text expansion tools, and I shared a shortcut I used to check three websites with a single command in the browser. When I laid out the details of that expansion, I totally goofed something up. See, I said that I have the expansion trigger a command tab to open a new tab in a browser. Folks, that ain't how any browser works on macOS. The command I send to open a new tab is command T, which will open a browser in pretty much, you know, open a new tab in any browser on macOS. I'm sure some of you figured that out, but when I listened back to the audio and I heard that, I was like, oh, welp, let me make a note here for some follow-up. So, sorry about that, folks. Meanwhile, thank you so much for tuning in, and to hearken back to an earlier Stranger Time, this episode is about turning on, tuning in, and dropping out. That's because we're going to talk about the music that is literally like a drug to my brain, and that is ambient and space music, my lovelies. And unlike most drugs, the way I take in this music can have different effects depending on what I'm trying to achieve. Now, I know I'm casually, throwing around these drug references, and that's not an accident, but I don't mean to offend. See, when I need to relax, this is the music I listen to. When I need to get some work done, this is the music in my headphones. When I need to write, this is the music lovingly poured into my ears while I push the cursor to the right. I kid you not, while I write these words, I was sitting outside of a Starbucks in my town, and I've got a grande non-fat vanilla latte sitting on the table next to me, which is another one of my drugs of choice, but yeah, we'll save that for later. And I'm writing this on my iPad. Meanwhile, my Bluetooth headset is linked to my iPhone, and I don't hear anything but the tapping on my keyboard and the beautiful sounds of Carl Weingarten's Landreth Lights. And if you doubt how important ambient music is to me, to my work and my life, well, consider this. While I was writing, the battery on my Bluetooth headphones died. So I reached into my bag, and I grabbed another set of Bluetooth headphones that I listen to while I run. And I put those on. I keep them in the same little hard case to protect them, so, they're kind of both together anyway. Next to that case is a set of over-the-ear Bluetooth headphones that I have just in case both of them die. And in a little bag with a drawstring, there's a set of wired headphones just in case I want better quality sound, and or all three sets of Bluetooth headphones go inoperable. I also have a set of Apple earbuds somewhere in there. That's five sets of headphones. Yeah, you could say I'm serious about needing music. But the thing is, ambient music isn't normally something you'd hear on the radio, and I swear this is true, I do not and cannot listen to this music while I'm driving. I literally consider that driving under the influence. So if you're interested in giving it a shot, you might need some help finding it, you might want some recommendations, and you might want to listen to some samples to hear what this is all about. You also might want to wait until you're not driving because there will be samples of ambient music throughout the show. While I am here to provide this small service to you, there's no way I'm going to cover the entire scope of ambient and space music. That's not even another episode. That's a whole podcast on its own. And before someone raises their hand and says, "Hey, Dan, why don't you do that podcast on ambient music?" Let me tell you, I'm going to point you in the direction of some people who are already hard at work on that and who are doing a far better job than I ever will. And so, my friends, let's break the show into a couple of sections as we do so often. We're going to talk about where you can find great ambient music today. And I mean, like, right now, today, like, after you're done listening to this, or even, before you're done listening to this, you can go, hit some links in the show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast and get some ambient music. There are several places I'll recommend, so you can try one, several, or all of them. Just know that I'm recommending places I use myself, so these are coming to you with some pretty high praise. For the second part of this show, We'll dive into some of my favorite musicians and artists and just do a little sampling, some appetizers. Just little bite-sized chunks of ambient hits. So seriously, if you're out driving, you might want to wait until you're somewhere you can get cozy and relax. It's kind of the point. After all, that's what this is about. Relaxing your mind so it will open to you. You'll find that with an open and relaxed mind, you'll work better. You'll relax easier, and hey, who knows? Maybe you too will see some of the visions that I see when I zone out on ambient and space.
Yeah. specific experience. I was in a beautiful airport, Cologne Airport, which is a very beautiful building. Early one Sunday morning, the light was beautiful, everything was beautiful, except they were playing awful music. And I thought, there's something completely wrong that people don't think about the music that goes into situations like this. You know,
that was Brian Eno on his seminal ambient work, Music for Airports, released in 1978. Like I said, I'm not going to go into the whole history of ambient music here on this show, but if you want to get a good look at where all of this kind of started, you should go listen to Music for Airports. I'll have some links to it in the show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. Returning to comedy for a second, George Carlin once said it was hard to get marijuana legalized because all the potheads in charge of the petition kept losing the paperwork. I build upon that to say that the reason you don't hear a lot of people raving about ambient music is because ambient music lovers aren't in the habit of raving about anything. We're more than happy to share our passion with you, but it'd be a rare find to listen to someone at a party going on and on about how awesome space music is, or how they attended a concert where everyone kept their seats, no one was dancing, everyone was just chilling out and relaxed while the performer created soundscapes. So to save you some Googling, some trial and error, and to save you some time, I've put together a list of some of my favorite online places to listen to beautiful music. There's a bit of variety in here, as there are subgenres of ambient and space, just like there's subgenres of any music, really. With a few clicks, I hope you find something you can enjoy, and as always, you can find links to all of these in the show notes. Let's just start off with one of my favorite places on the internet, Soma FM. Soma FM isn't just an online radio station, it's a lot of online radio stations. With over 30 stations playing everything from underground 80s music to chiptunes, there's a lot on offer. But they have not one, not two, not even three, but seven different ambient channels, each with their own flavor and flair. Seriously, if you're looking to dip your toe into the ambient waters and, you know, of these spatial tunes, I can't think of a better place to start than Soma. Let's take a quick look at their ambient and space stations, just so you kind of know what you're looking at when you go there and have a listen. So Drone Zone is a selection of what you might call classical ambient and space. That doesn't mean you're going to be hearing a bunch of old tunes, though they do have tunes in there from the masters of ambient music. No, what I mean is you'll get a taste of ambient music in its pure form. Soundscapes, space trips, and variations on corded pads abound in the Drone Zone. Funny enough, there's not as much drone-style ambient as you might think. Indeed, you'll occasionally hear a song with a noticeable beat, which is a no-no in classical drone ambient. Whenever I get to talking with someone about ambient music and I want to give them an example of what it sounds like, this is where I'll normally send them. Space music isn't quite ambient, but it's not exactly New Age instrumental. Space music can range from sci-fi sounds of a 1950s B-movie about alien invaders to tunes that evoke a feeling of floating in the void, surrounded on all sides by stars. Space music can, and often does, have a beat, even a percussive one. So if the classical ambiance of Drone Zone isn't quite your taste, try Space Station Soma. The space station has absolutely wonderful music from all over the space music genre, and these songs have the coolest, nerdiest titles. Looking at the recently played list, I see songs like Under Virgo's Sun, Interstat, and Lightstorm. All of these sound like awesome sci-fi novels from the mid-1960s, and all of them are really good songs. Deep Space One is up next, and it's a lovely mix of spacey ambient and classical space music. This is one of my favorites because of that mix, because it simply delivers a lot of music that I just thoroughly enjoy. Additionally, there's some experimental tunes in here to keep things interesting. Sometimes they don't always hit the mark for me, but that simply means the song wasn't for me, and there'll be another song along that I like soon. Mission Control is a fun little station full of ambient and space, overlaid with audio from various NASA missions. No, seriously, you can listen to the original audio recordings from, say, Apollo 11, and enjoy beautiful music in the background. As a guy with a history degree and who specializes in the history of science, this station hits so many of the right buttons for me. And to follow along with the theme, sort of Mission Control, there's SF-1033, which is very similar, but with one big change. Instead of NASA, you'll hear the radio communications of San Francisco's emergency services. So it's a bit like a police scanner paired with music. It's an interesting effect, pairing the adrenaline of emergency radio traffic with mellow ambient. But it's not bad. Next up, you could try Doomed. Doomed is the channel for a genre called dark ambient. This is a post-industrial style of ambient featuring minor keys, discordance, and a somber tone. Sometimes you feel as if you're in an abandoned factory that may not be totally empty after all. Or maybe it's a dark forest with the moon rising above the trees and that feeling of the trees surrounding you and pressing closer. Be it cosmic horror or simple discomfort, dark ambient isn't for everyone, but it certainly has its fans and it's worth a listen. Finally, the silent channel isn't as quiet as you might expect. Actually, it's devoted to the music of the artists on Silent Records, an online label devoted to ambient music. There's a little bit of everything in here, which makes it a pretty good place to start, too. You'll hear light and dark ambient with some experimental stuff. If you don't want to dive straight into the drone zone, then the silent channel might just be your thing. Okay, let's step away from websites for a bit, and let's talk podcasts, because, you know, this is a podcast. We can talk about podcasts on the podcast. It's very meta. But I stumbled upon a podcast a while back that filled my need for new ambient music. I wish I could remember how I found it, but I really don't know. Either way, I highly and lovingly recommend a show called The Hypnagogue Podcast. Hosted by John Shanahan, The Hypnagogue Podcast is 90 minutes of new and classic ambient, and it's delivered to your podcatcher every 2 weeks. Or, to put it another way, The Hypnagogue Podcast of it's 90 minutes of bliss, which doesn't come around nearly often enough for me. The show's format changes a bit here and there, but basically you get an intro, which can often be quite funny. There have been times that the intro has literally made me laugh in public. And then it takes you into 45 minutes of uninterrupted awesomeness. Then John might get on the mic somewhere around the middle and let you know a bit about what you just heard and what's coming up. And then it's time for another 45 minutes of wonderment. It is, without doubt, one of my all-time favorite podcasts. If you're into that, you might also check out Ambient Soundbath. This show features mixes of ambient music by Matt Borke, himself an ambient guitarist. It's got a different feel than the Hypnagogue podcast, but that doesn't take anything away from it. Finally, just some honorable mentions here, in case you haven't had enough. And you'll find even more in the show notes, but have a look at Radio Mystic, Stillstream, and hey, maybe some of you might remember Shoutcast? Yeah, it was this radio streaming service brought to you by Nullsoft, the creators of Winamp. Remember Winamp? Ah, Winamp. That takes me back, my friends. Anyway, if you pop over to the Shoutcast website, link in the show notes, you will find tons of ambient stations under the electronic music genre. Ambient is literally everywhere, kind of like the name suggests. You just have to open yourself to it. Let your mind roam free for a while. Take it in. Breathe in. Exhale. If you can find an island of relaxation in a sea of stress, you'll discover that you'll not only work more productively, you'll see an improvement in your attitude and in your thoughts. At least I have. And I should know. I've been listening to this stuff for years. Thank you. Now let's do a little sampling, a little introduction to bring you up on some of the sounds of ambient and space. I've put together a playlist for you on Spotify, which you'll find in the show notes. And this playlist isn't meant to be all-inclusive. No, 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 no. It's just a few of my favorite artists doing what they do best. And I hope it'll give you something to try when you just want to click on something and see how it goes. You can listen to the playlist all the way through or on shuffle, but you don't have to. You can just pick and choose. Check out the title of something that intrigues you, but for now, let's try some. Starting with someone local to Arizona, Steve Roach is an ambient maestro who happens to live in Tucson. He's been on the scene for over 30 years and is a massive influence not only to me, but to countless ambient and synth artists the world over. This track is from the album The Magnificent Void, and it's called Cloud of Unknowing. And it eases you not only into the vastness of space music and the expanse of the cosmos, but it's also an easy, non-threatening introduction to darker ambient music. His layering of sound over and over again until you can't tell where it begins or ends is a hallmark of the genre. Within are worlds that may be or places that never were. But this is Cloud of Unknowing. Her life, her talent, and her work was cut short by breast cancer. But the music of Lucette Bourdin lives on, and while she died in 2011 at the age of 56, she left behind some beautiful paintings and even more spectacular music. You can find many of her songs, oddly enough, on the Internet Archive, but I'm just going to share one, The Stars Which Sang. Rising and falling pads provide a background for a rolling synth tone throughout this piece. Like the navigators in Dune, this song seems to fold space and you move while standing still. I discovered Lucette's work after her death, and my heart broke when, after the first Google search, I discovered she was gone. Her art remains, and here's a small taste of it just for you. On the Spotify playlist, I included another track by her, Pale Sun. There have been days that this song stays on repeat for a couple of hours. I couldn't find the Stars Which Sang on Spotify, so I'll have a link to it on the archive, and you can dig on Pale Sun instead. It's easily one of my favorite songs, and I literally mean it's one of my favorite songs ever. Moving on. With an undercurrent of strings over a carrier tone, The Daughters of Quiet Minds by Stars of the Lid is soothing. And while it doesn't soar, it glides gently along. A hint of bells provides some color as this song, which is totally wave-like in nature, flows into your mind and then out again. Hailing from Austin, Texas, Adam Wiltsey and Brian McBride are the talented artists behind The Stars of the Lid. Since 1993, they've created some of the most beautiful music I've heard. Finally, let's end on a fun note with Chin Rezik. It's a fantastic song from Stargarden, who is Bobby DeVito, a guy who got into music at a young age. His music has a more modern feel to it, if that's something you can even say about ambient music. Chin Rezik refers to the Tibetan Bodhisattva of compassion, sometimes called Guanyin in the East, and is revered by the Mahayana Buddhists. The song features different instruments and sounds, mixed together in surprising ways that you just don't expect. From bells to a writing synth and strings, and then coupled with excerpts from the Chin Rezik mantra, this is a beautiful and, frankly, uplifting song. I listen to it when I need a bit of a cheer-up, and I hope you'll dig it too. And with that, we can wrap up. Check out the show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast. If you like what you heard here, I'll have links to two other Spotify playlists that are full of ambient and space music. One is over 24 hours of audio awesomeness, and the other is a massive 192 hours. Folks, that's over 8 days of music. I've not listened to the whole thing myself. At least, not yet. And that about wraps up another episode of Cyberpunk Librarian. I thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed some of the sounds that you heard today. I don't expect anyone to become a hardcore fan of ambient like myself, but, you know, it's really good for getting stuff done. It's really good for relaxing, and, you know, the way the world is going sometimes, you just really kind of need that relaxation. And like I said, ambient music doesn't show up on a drug test, so that'll keep you safe no matter what your job might be. The song you're currently digging on is Gravitational Slingshot by yours truly. I dabble in ambient and space music myself. Earlier in the show, you heard The Last Question by Lee Rosevere, The City Without Sun by Massimo Rubierti, and Stardrift, also by myself. You can find links in the show notes at cyberpunklibrarian.com/podcast to download that and a whole bunch of other cool music, more than you normally might hear on the show, though I'm a pretty big fan of interspersing parts of the show with music to just kind of break things up. After all, I don't think anyone should listen to me talk for more than 5 minutes at a given time. Cyberpunk Librarian would like to thank the Internet Archive at archive.org for hosting this show, shows that are like this show, shows that are totally not like this show. Great content, videos, video games, software, ebooks, there is all kinds of stuff over at archive.org, including, strangely enough, the music of Lucette Bourdin. I have links in the show notes. You should really check out her stuff. She is literally one of my favorite musicians of all time. I love her stuff. I think you might like it too if you enjoyed anything that you heard on the show today. Cyberpunk Librarian is abandoning Facebook. I'm not going to get into it right now, but I don't like Facebook. I haven't liked Facebook for a long time. And instead, I'm taking the community and moving it to a new place, a new social network that I really kind of like called IMZY. That's IMZY. IMZY.com/cyberpunklibrarian is where you can find the Cyberpunk Librarian community now. I threw up a thing on Facebook, but now you're hearing it here. So head on over to IMZY.com/cyberpunklibrarian, where I've actually been posting far more than I ever did on Facebook because I didn't like Facebook. I didn't like how it presented content, and I kind of like how Reddit works, but Reddit can't present content worth a flip. It's a list of links, which is fine if that's okay with what you want, but I wanted something that's a little prettier than Reddit, a little friendlier than Reddit, someplace that's a little bit more home-like. And you know what? IMZY.com is pretty freaking awesome. You should check them out. You should try it out. You don't have to sign up for an account. You can view the Cyberpunk Librarian community page for free. There's no need to get an account. You can do whatever you like. So check us out in our new home at imzy.com/cyberpunklibrarian. If you'd like to get in touch with me, well, I love it when you do that kind of thing. You can find me on Twitter. I am at Bibrarian. That's B-I-B-R-A-R-I-A-N. It's like librarian, but it starts with a B. And my email address has changed, though cyberpunklibrarian@gmail.com will still work. I'm more frequently checking cyberpunklibrarian@protonmail.com. You'll have a link in the show notes if you want to see that. But protonmail.com, pretty much exactly as it sounds. So send email to either. I'm checking both, but I'm kind of slowly switching over my mail away from Google and all of that. So you can still hit me on cyberpunklibrarian@gmail.com, but I'm also checking cyberpunklibrarian@protonmail.com. So, hey, drop me a line. Let me know if there's something you want me to talk about, or if you have a question, or if you want just a random ambient music recommendation. Hey, I am here for you, and I hope you are here for the show in the next couple weeks when we put out a new one. It's going to be the big 50th episode show. Something special is on the way. We're not going to really talk about library type stuff. We're going to really dive into something cyberpunk, and I think, at least I hope, you're going to like it. So check back in a couple weeks or so. We'll have a new show, the Big 5-0, rolling out on the RSS feeds from cyberpunklibrarian.com. And from myself, Daniel Messer, your friendly neighborhood cyberpunk librarian, I'd like to thank you again for tuning in and remind you that you don't have to be high-tech to be low-budget, but it certainly helps if you're a cyberpunk. Take care out there.